Okay, we are back to another cycle. I hope everyone had a wonderful Yom Noraim and a beautiful Chag HaSukkos, despite all the challenges that seem to be abounding us with all sorts of outgrowths of the COVID situation. But one thing we have is Ein Shiur Rak HaTorah Zos. And so as we approach the Parshas Bereishis, let's do the next cycle with more Slavos, with more sense of connection one with the other. The Torah begins, Bereishis Bara Elokim, in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Now, the question has to be asked, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Roshachta Shalita would note to us often that the Chachmei HaKabbalah tell us that Hashem created the world to be Meitiv, and the Mesilas Yesharim brings that idea out as well. Or perhaps the Chachmei HaKabbalah suggests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a people so that he could rule over them, he could be Moloch over them. However, Rav Shechter himself would respond to these two ideas with the comments of Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger, the famous Dayan of Brisk, who didn't like the discussion. You can't discuss what motivated HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something. Humans have to be motivated to do things because they're missing something in life. You can't say that what motivated Hashem was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is missing the ability to do something. All you could say is there's a Ratzon Abore. You don't have a right to walk around talking about Hashem's motivation. This doesn't make sense. We find that there are 6 days of creation, and on the end of the 6 days, we're told, it was very good. And the Medrash notes that Rameir explained that the Tov Ma'od, the very good, was the notion of death. How could death be considered Tov Ma'od? So Salvechik Zatzal explained that the author of the comment was Rameir. Rameir, in particular, lived an incredibly tragic existence. Unless the person think that Rameir thought this world was to have a dichotomy of leadership, there was good and evil, Rameir didn't believe it. He noted that even something as foreign to goodness as death can have a good element to it. Sometimes we just don't understand how or why. But that's our understanding to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meitiv, Yetiv, Lanu, he continues to do good for us. We're told, Alkeina Yazo Vishas Abba Vesimo, that a man should leave his parents, V'davak Be'ishto, V'ayula Basarecha, the concept of Shaduchim. Now, the Gemara in Sota notes that making Shaduchim is as tough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the splitting of the Yamsuf. Now, how do you come off saying that splitting the Yamsuf was tough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, Baruch Mordechai Ezrachi Shalita explained that creating the Shidduch requires the effort of maintaining and straightening the course of the couple. And you have to understand that the Shidduch is not just that you had two ideas that came together. It's not always so guaranteed, and it requires as much attention as maintaining the world while breaking the rules of nature for Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the message, that it's Kashuk Kriyas Yamsuf. It's not just a magic moment that handles things. All the additional elements have to come into play, and that's important for us to realize. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave an instruction, Mikolei Tzargana Chol Tochel, but when Chava was talking to the Nachas, she said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, lo sochlu mimenu velo sigubo, and don't touch it. So now Chava knew the truth. She knew that she added a chumra. So how could she fib to the Nachash and then ultimately get trapped by her own lie and ultimately sin? That she knew that she wasn't the one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say you couldn't touch the tree. So the Stipler's Atzal suggested that it was her responsibility to think about why her belief that touching the tree was a problem didn't pan out as truth. And just because her belief system didn't pan out, she needed to check why before throwing it all away and eating from the tree. You took a chumra. That's right. The chumra doesn't work. That's right. Don't throw it all away because the chumra doesn't work. That's such a big problem in our world today. Sometimes we think to ourselves, we have minhagim that are so there to preserve who we are. And for a child in particular, or a particular moment in time, we have to suspend that minhag. So we have to ask, why is it that we need to suspend the minhag? Does that mean all of a sudden the whole system doesn't make sense? Sin often stems from people seeing or hearing about things that shouldn't or couldn't have happened and did happen. But if we bothered to check into why those things happen, we'd understand why it is that and why Hashem's ways and rules were actually correct. We're told, we're told that you're going to grow thorns and thistles. So the Gemara Pesachim Kufiyot Chesam and Aleph notes that man was afraid that both he and the animals would be competing to eat the same foods. So why was that such a big deal? Big deal. So Rebelsky Zatzal explained that man was worried that there'd be no objective difference between man and animal in the future as a result of the chait. Man would compete with animals and would strive in life only as far as the animals do to score their next meal. And to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told man that b'zeh apecha tocha lechem, don't worry, your distinguishing nature that would separate you from your animals is the fact that in your intellectual efforts, you are going to put forth your intellect in order to sustain yourself. Animals, they eat whatever is there. A donkey eats thorns. Man was not going to eat thorns. If he was going to be in a different place, he was going to have to use his own brain. And by the way, as a result, he would come to a certain awareness as well. After Adam HaRishon's chet, we also learn about the story of Cain and Hevel. We're told that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened and accepted Hevel's korban, Vel Cain Vel Menchasa Lo Shah, Vayichar LeCain Ma'od, we're told that Cain was very upset. Now, Rav Nissen Alpert Zatzal compared this to three children in a class with a teacher. One listens to the teacher. The other two boys don't. But only one of the two non-listeners is punished and taken and told, I'm taking you to go to the first grade. And that student curses the teacher and becomes despondent. Now, we have to understand, says Rav Nissen, we're the students. And at times, we're in our rightful seats, and at other times, we get kicked out. But one thing that we need to be mindful of is not giving up on ourselves. Even when it seems not fair, it seems like there are different rules for different people, our job is to sort of refocus ourselves and never give up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. At the end of Adam HaRishon's life, he passes away. And we're told about his, right before we enter the 10 generations, right? We're told, Vayuko Yimei Adam Asher Chai, the days of Adam that he lived. And why do we add those two words, that he lived? So Rav Obi Zatzal explained that without Torah, there's no life. And so what sustained man and allowed him not to succumb to his Yetzer Hara? It was in describing new realities with which to connect to Hashem. We have a responsibility to realize each and every day we are Chai. Now, when this system didn't work after Avraham, until after Adam HaRishon, because all the generations started to slip, when Avraham came along and he reset the growth potential of man, he reset it with the understanding of the fact that man needs to look around. Life isn't guaranteed. Life is not a socialistic entity. Life is about us finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the mundane. We elevate the mundane within the process. Finally, this Shabbos, we have the opportunity to have a special Haftorah, as Sunday and Monday are Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. And so this Shabbos, we're going to read the Haftorah of Machar Chodesh. So, of course, in that Haftorah, we're told, V'ani Shloshes Hachitzim Sida Ora, I'm going to set out three arrows. And Rav Soloveitchik noted that the test can also be interpreted homiletically. If a man wishes to shed the divine role that Hashem selected for him, then he can come to town and live in a normal life in peace and pleasure. However, if a man goes ahead and says the arrows are far away, that you might partake a great vision, but you're going to need to go far and enter steep valleys and climb tall mountains to achieve those far away horizons, then start on your journey, because you have been sent by Hashem to it. Don't turn around and say to yourself, I only look at the jobs that are close to me. Sometimes we have to go ahead and bring those jobs close to us. And that perhaps is what Yehonasan is giving as a message over here. We have an opportunity in life to grow. We have an opportunity in life to proceed. And if we don't do it, then we lose. So our job is to get up and pick ourselves up and do it. And Be'ezus Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will help us in the process, bringing us to that great day where we'll all be able to handle that great journey back to Yerushalayim, when we will be able to once again wish one another a Shabbat Shalom to all.